Blog Talk Radio.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little bit of Jesus can work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance while we trying to figure it out. Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
God has already worked it out. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is, I surrender all. I surrender all. Holy Ghost mantle. Holy Ghost mantle. Our scripture is coming from the 37th division of Psalms and the 1st through the 9th verse. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to the 37th division of Psalms. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 9. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Hallelujah. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And the ninth verse reads, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come right now thanking you, Lord, lifting your name on high, for truly you are worthy to be praised of all the glory and all the honor that belongs to you, Father God. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, for this is the day that you've made, Father, and we're going to rejoice in it and be glad. Father God, we thank you for ministering God's way fivefold. We ask that you bless this ministry, bless the word of God, Father God. Bless each listener in the triplet ministries that brings it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint our doorposts, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you anoint our homes, Father God, with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you bless each listener, and that they will, Father, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and they might be doers and not just hearers only, that they might apply it all and put it all, apply this word to their life and put it all in your hand. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. While you trying to figure it out, Jesus has already worked it out. We talked about this last Sunday, about Jesus will work it out if you let him. And so we want to put our trust in the Lord. Lean not, we talked about, on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. Amen. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Amen. So Jesus came that you and I might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. So we don't have to, the 37th Psalm, about, we don't have to fret about evildoers, okay? Because that's what evildoers do, evil works. He said, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. So the 37th division of Psalms tells us to rest in the Lord in the 7th verse, 37, Psalm 37 and 7, says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Bible tells us to rest in the Lord. It's time for us to take our rest in the Lord. And we are talking about surrendering. I surrender all. Today, this is what we're talking about. The Holy Ghost mantle. A mantle is a role, biblically speaking, a role, an important role that is from one person to another. We know the story about Elijah, about the mantle that was transferred upon the death of one prophet to another. And so this is what we're talking about today. Jesus, he wants us to, as he came in the world in the flesh, and he died on the cross for us and our sins, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He ascended back into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so, but you and I, and when you're in Christ Jesus, you're sitting in heavenly places, amen? Spiritually, you're sitting in heavenly places. But when you're sitting in heavenly places, supernaturally and spiritually, amen, then you are in that same role and responsibility that Jesus had. And so he left us his word, which we just read, the 37th division of Psalms. And he left that, so he transferred that mantle, that role of what this is the blueprint, this is the way we should live, the guidelines that we need to follow to be witnesses, effective witnesses for him, so that others may receive life and have it more abundantly. Amen? In Christ Jesus. So we're talking about surrendering all. And when you surrender all, you give it all to the Lord. And you say, Lord, have thine own way. We're talking about being under Holy Ghost arrest. Amen. You know, when somebody is arrested, the police pulls out the gun and tell them, hey, pick them up. And so the Holy Ghost is saying to us, stick them up. Stick your hands up. Because God says, you know, lift up your hands when you pray and without doubting. He wants us to lift up our hands and surrender all and not be so cute where we keep our hands down. And when we're in the house of God, he said, lift your hands up when you're praying at home. He said, lift your hands up, believing, and not doubting. Okay? So this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to surrender. He wants us to stick them up. He wants us to put our hands up, okay? And when what he's using to cause us to surrender, the sinner man uses a gun, but Jesus is using the word of God. Amen? How can I say Jesus is using the word of God? Because the word of God is our sword. Amen? And it's sharper than any two-edged sword, okay? It's quick and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, okay? And so this is why we want to be obedient. We talked a little bit last week about obedience is better than sacrifice. When we obey God, then we're in his will, and we reject and neglect our will for the will of the Father. Amen? So we want to live and dwell in the kingdom of God. Amen? In all his righteousness. And he told us, and bless God for Reginald, Elder Reginald Triplett. We were talking this afternoon on the way home from the house of God. And so, you know, talking about, you know, the goodness of the Lord. And, you know, it's he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so Jesus, we talked about, Elder Tripper and I was talking about seeking. The Bible says, you know, we don't have to worry about doing anything out of the ordinary, trying to do anything spectacular, because you know what? Jesus Christ is spectacular. He's more than spectacular. He told us to seek ye first, see, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, okay? And everything else, he said, would be added unto you. So why the songwriter said, why you trying to figure it out, or why you even trying to work it out on your own, Jesus, he's already worked it out. See, he knows, we talked about that last week, the end from the beginning. So I surrender all. And there's a songwriter that has the lyric, surrender all to thee, my precious Savior, I surrender all. Amen. And when we surrender all and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done, then we are in his perfect will and not his permissive will. And then he says, you know, delight, we'll have the desires of our heart because we're delighting ourselves in him. We don't have to worry or fret or fear or stress out about anything or anyone, because this is the day that the Lord has made. we shall and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Some of us may be down about individuals going on and dying before us, but we all have to meet the Master one day and stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am, and he is the judge of all. And he said, every knee shall bow, amen, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen. So the Bible says, after death, the judgment, I had an opportunity to meet a woman that I had to serve this week, and she said, oh, my husband died last year, and she said, we were married 28 years. And she said, "He, you know, that's been hard for me." And I said, oh, ma'am, you know, I'm sure it has. Then she informed me that she had cancer, a form of cancer. But she told me she was in a curable stage. I said, well, praise God. And, you know, I told her, because I knew she was kind of depressed, I said, ma'am, we all have to leave here at some point. But some of us leave a little earlier or sooner than others, okay? And, you know, she told me, she said, yes, ma'am, I know. She said, because I told my husband, I'm jealous, she said, because you get to meet Jesus. Wow, what a testimony. What a great attitude of gratitude for her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God bless that woman of God. Lord, keep her and cover her with the blood of Jesus. Protect her and perform miracles, mighty miracles after miracle after miracle in her life, in Jesus' mighty name. See, that's what we have to do. We have to surrender all. It's a will issue. Will I surrender all or will I not? It's a will issue. Remember, we have to do not our will be done in our life. Amen. It's hard. The Bible say it's the way of a transgressor is hard. See, the transgressor is the one that you know you're sinning, but you continue on in sin, thinking that, well, I know it's a sin, but God is merciful. He's a forgiving God, so I'm going to do it again because I know I can and get away with it. I can just turn around and ask God for forgiveness. That is transgression. So the Bible tells us the way of a transgressor is what? Hard. But Jesus said that his yoke is what? Easy. Hallelujah. And his burdens are what? Light. So if we stop trying to work it out, figure it out, trying to do it on our own and trying to fight it and just say, Lord, not my will, throw your hands up, both of your hands as high as you can and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in my life. Let's do it right now. Let's throw your hands up right where you are. Throw your hands up right where you are. Throw your hands up all the way up. This is a Holy Ghost stick up. And say, Lord, I surrender all to thee. My blessed Savior, I surrender all. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a God that he never fails. It's nothing too hard for our God. Is there anything too hard for God? Answer that question. I want each listener, ask yourself, is there anything too hard for God? No, it's not. God is the creator and the maker of the heavens and the earth and the universe. So there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. And so he wants us to just lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said, and I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, I'll give you rest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. for your soul. That's what Psalm 37 is saying in the 7th verse. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And then we read in the 9th verse of the 37th division of Psalm, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. So if you just wait, like Job said in 14th chapter and the 14th verse, read it. Pull it up on your smartphone. Job, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse. He said, you know, all of his appointed time on this earth, he said he's going to wait until his change comes. We know that we're not going to live forever on earth, but we can have eternal life and everlasting life with Jesus Christ. But if we just wait on God while we're living in earth, he said, though the vision tarry, it shall surely come. It shall surely come to pass. He said, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. It shall come to pass. It's going to come. Has God given you a vision and you still waiting on it to come to pass? Guess what? He's given me, he shows me things. And he's given me visions that I'm still some things I'm waiting to see come to pass. But I'm going to enjoy the intro. Amen? I'm going to enjoy it because there is a time and a place for everything under the sun. That's what Ecclesiastes talks about. There's a purpose for everything, time for it when it takes place. That's ordained by God. So when he's ready for you to have something or to do something, it'll be your time. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear or fret. Your day will come. Your change will come. You just have to wait on God. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. The fourth verse of the 37th division of Psalms says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And we touched on that again. And we want you to understand, and we want you to know that is the secret we talked about last Sunday. That is your sanctified secret. Okay, remember that last Sunday? We said that the 37th, the visit, Psalm 37 and 4, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's a sanctified secret. Why is it a sanctified secret? Why? Because you know it. It's set apart. We're meat for the master's use. Sanctified means we're pure, we're clean, and set apart for just for him. And so we're meat for his use. And he just wants us to delight ourselves in him because he just wants us, like we talked about last Sunday, he wants us to acknowledge him. He said, all of our ways. And he will direct our path. Not some of our ways, all of our ways. See? All of our ways. You know, you ask the Lord, Lord, when you wake up in the morning, Lord, what should I wear today? Some women ask God that question, then they wouldn't have the cleavage out and tight skirts and short skirts. If they ask God, Lord, what should I wear? Dress, what should I wear today? When you look in your closet, ask the Lord, Lord, what should I wear today? Men, you do the same thing. Don't look raggedy. Represent the kingdom of God. Represent Jesus as an ambassador. An ambassador for the king. An ambassador is a representative. Yourself without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Be on top of whatever you do, be on guard, be the best, and do what's right for Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is just, he said, delight yourself. That's all he said, is delight yourself. He said, and I will give you the desires of your heart. That's all you got to do. And I'm looking here in the 37th division of Psalm. The Lord says here in the 10th verse, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Hey, glory. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord, now let's listen to the 13th verse. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. This is Psalm 37, 12 and 13. Let me read it again. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. But guess what the Lord does? The Lord says in Psalm 37 and 13, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. So what are we talking about today? Just surrender. Because if you're in sin, one thing about sin, the Bible says, it's going to find you out. Be sure your sins will find you out. Don't let your sins find you out. Go on and repent and get right. Make a change for the Lord. Live a righteous life. Live a clean life. Live a holy life. And ask God to help you do it. He'll help you do it, because he is a God that can do anything. And he can do anything but fail. And I want you all to remember, all to thee I surrender. My blessing to thee I surrender. Let the Lord know you want to do his will and to do it his way. But you need his help. You need his Holy Ghost, and you need his power. And if you ask for it, he'll lead you and he'll guide you in all truth. Remember, Jesus said, acknowledge me in all of your ways. He says, and I will.
Look at somebody on the side of you. Someone say, neighbor, you don't really have a problem.